This afternoon, I just want to share with you something very brief. I'm sure all of us, we got this pamphlet just before lunch about the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. A number of items are enumerated there that the Holy Spirit, He helps us, He guides us, He convicts us, He speaks, He reveals, He instructs, He testifies of Jesus. He comforts us, He calls us, He gives gifts, He leads us, He convicts us. But I want to pick one aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer that is written on number 28, that the Spirit of God empowers us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the Spirit of God empowers us. When you look in the Bible, every man or woman that was given an assignment by the Lord, it took the work of the Holy Spirit
Amen.
To accomplish it. Amen.
Amen.
So this afternoon, I just want to basically maybe just spend some little bit of time just kind of to labor a little bit, maybe to basically kind of encourage us that in as much as we have been given an assignment, more so in an area like Khayelitsha, it will take an empowerment by the Spirit of God
right.
to get the work done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Desire alone may not be enough. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All our hermeneutical skills to exegete scripture may not be enough
yes.
by themselves. Amen.
Amen.
They are important, but we need an empowerment by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes, yes,
no force will propel this vision except by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's why the Bible says that, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the outermost ends of the world. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, Apostle Ron Parks did mention last night about that word witness. That's actually where we get the word martyr.
Yeah.
You would actually find that not only does it refer to maybe orally proclaiming the gospel, but more so of our lives when they are transformed, we are able to become witnesses of Jesus Christ
yeah.
in our various communities where the Lord has placed us.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you look at Acts chapter 10, verse number 38, the Bible says that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. A story is told of a fellow pastor back home in Zim, who was kind of testifying about the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the story goes like this, that one day, whether it was in the kitchen or lounge, I'm not sure, that when the power of the Holy Spirit came in that room, plates began to fall to the ground. You know, cups were falling to the ground. Well, I doubt that is the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit comes but for one specific assignment, that is to advance the cause of Christ in the nations of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So today, this afternoon, I want you to turn with me to the book of Judges, chapter 6, from verse 1 to verse number 7, and then we will skip. We go to verse 11 up to verse 16. I picked a story in the Old Testament about a man called Gideon. I'm going to read from the NIV. It says, "The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in the mountains, cliffs, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern people invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count them. It was impossible to count them or their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help." Verse number 11. "The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abizrite, when his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, 'The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied. But if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian. 14. The Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? Verse 15. Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied. But how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive. Verse 33 to 35. Then all the Midianites and Amalekites, the people of the east, gathered together, and they crossed over and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. 34. That is my area of emphasis. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Then he blew the trumpet, and the Abizrites gathered behind him, and he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also gathered behind him. He also sent messengers to Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. Chapter 8 of the same book, verse number 28. Thus Midian was subdued before the Israelites and did not raise its head again. During Gideon's lifetime, the land had peace 40 years.
Wow.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, as a way of a summary about the book of Judges, there is, if you read Judges chapter 2, verse 7 and verse 10 in particular, you hear about the fact that the people served the Lord during the lifetime of Joshua and the elders that outlived him.
Yeah.
Those that had seen the great works of the Lord which he had done for Israel.
Yeah.
But when you read verse 10, the story sounds a little bit tragic. It says that when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers,
yeah,
another generation arose after them,
yeah,
who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel.
Yeah.
So in terms of some of the book of Judges, you have some kind of a cycle that goes on. Yeah. That, you know, when people fell into idolatry, when they did evil before the Lord,
right,
the Lord sent judgment amongst them by giving them over to the hands of their oppressors or their enemies.
Yeah.
But you find the people of God repenting before God. And when they repented, yeah, God sent a deliverer in their midst,
yeah,
to deliver them from the hand of the oppressor.
Yeah.
So on chapter 6 of Judges, where we have read, we find that the Israelites had again sinned before the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Lord gave them over to the Midianites. And the Bible tells us that the oppression of the Midianites was so much such that the Israelites, they left their comfortable homes. They began to live in mountains, in holes and clefts and strongholds.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that when the Midianites and the Amalekites, they began to combine forces against the people of God, they were so numerous that it was difficult to account them. You know, they would ravage even all the crops of the Israelites, such that Israel became so impoverished because of the oppression of the Midianites.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Now, I know Pastor Parks, he labored last night to speak about the aspect of poverty that we find in our various communities.
Yeah.
But I want you to understand today that, you know, there is always a root or underlining root to some of the things that we see physically.
Absolutely.
In our communities.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And as a people that are sent by the Lord,
yeah,
we have to address the primary issues that bring about some of these challenges that we face in our communities.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, the irony of it is such that, you know, Gideon, if you actually look at the name Gideon, it means someone who is a destroyer. Someone who is a warrior.
Yeah.
But because of the external circumstances, Gideon was also amongst those very people that would run to the mountains and hide,
yeah,
in the cliffs or in the stronghold.
Right. Yeah.
But there was something within Gideon that God had basically laid in his life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you look at a community like Khayelitsha, I want to say to you today that I have seen West communities more than Khayelitsha. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know that I am one person that is so fully convicted that there is no place too hard for the church of God to be established.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People that are empowered by the Spirit of,
yes,
God, there is no hard place, I can assure you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
When the people that they begin to call upon the name of the Lord, empowered by the Spirit of God,
yes.
it does not matter the amount of strongholds that may be in a community.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Spirit of God is able to set people free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I share a story some years ago, when I was still in the northwestern part of Namibia, that one day as I was at work, a certain man was brought to my office by one of our church members. The church was still very young, probably maybe some few months. And this man, he was basically a witch doctor. Now, the story, when he entered my office, he looked at me and he said, "My son, I have a problem. You would visibly really see challenges in the life of this elderly man." And this man, he began to narrate his ordeal that somehow, somewhere in their village, his daughter had died. And this daughter would rise up, as a ghost and torment the villagers. And as a result, this is a true story. Praise the Lord. Now, so the villagers rose against this man because they were now accusing him of killing his daughter. And the daughter was tormenting all the villagers. So he was narrating his ordeal that, "My son, I have been to every witch doctor that I can to go and seek help. But I can't, I've not been able, I've had things, these marks that the witch doctor probably would put on your body to maybe put some medication." He said, "I've been through that. I want to show you that there is delivering power in the word of God."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It does not matter how much the story may sound so scary. You know, this is a man who cannot read or write.
That's right.
You know, all we did was to lead him to Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And every morning, and to make matters, this was a Himba man in his traditional clothes. And he says, "I cannot go back to my village. I want to stay together with you in your house." And we stayed with this old man. Every morning before I go to work, I would open Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Mm. Same scripture, every morning. After about 2 weeks, you would literally see life in the life of this man.
Amen.
You know, his face just brightened up. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I went and baptized him in water, and I bought him a Bible. He went back to his village, and he said, "We need to start another church in this village."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So it does not matter the extent of torment that the enemy has put his people.
Yeah.
I want you to know that as people that are empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are able to penetrate strongholds, not in our own strength, not in our power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Many.
So the story in the book of Judges is a little bit of a pathetic story. You know, people were oppressed because of the Midianites, but yet the solution was not far from that very community. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, one of the things in missions today is that we need to empower local people to reach to their own people. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen, sir.
Now, you see, the angel of the Lord comes to a man called Gideon. And the Bible tells us that the angel of the Lord sat under a tree, but there was something that was happened to this man called Gideon. The Bible tells us that he was threshing wheat in a wine press.
Yeah.
That is not the usual way that things should be done.
Yeah.
Wheat is never threshed in a wine press.
Yeah.
And the Bible tells us that he was trying to hide it from the Midianites.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It tells me that Gideon was a very fearful man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
He was a very fearful man. As the angel of the Lord tells him that the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. That surprises Gideon that how can I be called a mighty man of valor? When all these things are happening around us.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord was speaking to the destiny of Gideon. Amen.
Yeah.
So I want us this afternoon to closely look at this life of this man called Gideon. You know, I believe that many of us have stories that basically identifies with this man called Gideon. He began to say, the angel of the Lord tells him that, "With the strength that you have, go and serve Israel out of the Midianite." And he says that, "How can I do that? My clan is the smallest, and I am the least in my father's family."
Right.
I believe there are quite a number of us that find ourselves in that situation. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Some of us, maybe we are timid, we are fearful. You know, the assignment that God has given us, and when you look at yourself, it does not measure up. Amen.
Wow.
You can't help it but just be able to depend it on the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
The assignment of God cannot be achieved by our sheer determination or by our desire to advance the gospel. I want you to know that it will take the power of the Holy Spirit
yes,
to
sir.
Get things done. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And at the same time, I'm showing you that God is able to raise a man from the deepest or from the backside of the village and cause them to have an impact in a nation or in a society. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it does not matter what your condition is like. I want you to know that when the Spirit of God comes upon you, He changes you into something that is able to do exploits in His kingdom. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not men of you were wise by human standards. Not men were influential. Not men were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is a good God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So you find Gideon was a man that had a very low self-esteem of himself, full of fear. But we find that when the Lord told him to go and break the altar of Baal and make another altar and sacrifice one of the bulls that belonged to his father, he was so fearful that he began to do it during the night. That's how Gideon was. Maybe you are here today. And maybe where you come from, you don't come from a good background. Or maybe things or circumstances around your life, there is nothing that you can talk about, you know, that can make you be kind of accepted before the world. But I want you to know that when the Spirit of God empowers a man or a woman, exploits can be done to His glory of His name. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, on verse number 34 where we read, we find the Bible says, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Then he blew the trumpet. This was a fearful man before. But something happened when the Spirit of God came upon him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He began to blow the trumpet and men gathered around him.
Hallelujah.
As you read chapter 7, the Bible says that Gideon and about 32,000 men were gathered around him. But the Lord speaks to him something that is very strange. He says that the people that are with you are too many for me to give you victory.
Wow. Wow.
Mm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow.
You know, I want you to know that it may not take a majority to do the work of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will take individuals who can trust the Lord.
Yes.
And God is able to use even a few people to cause exploits in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And I am here to encourage you, brother and sister, that you must not only look at Khayelitsha. Amen. The assignment, you know, extends beyond that.
Amen, sir.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we find the Lord giving Gideon an instruction that you must speak it in the hearing of everybody, that those that are fearful and afraid, go back home. That's almost a double emphasis there. Those that are fearful and afraid, go back home. And I'm sure Gideon was surprised. 22,000 men left. And he was left with what?
10,000.
Still, the Lord says, there are still too many. Bring them to the water. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to test them for you. Hallelujah. And from that water test, we find that only 300 were left.
Yes.
But I want you to begin to notice the kind of multitude of enemies that were standing against Israel. It was multitude and multitude.
Yeah.
But God says only 300 men. And to cut a long story short, chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible says that thus Midian was subdued before the Israelites and did not raise its head again. 300 men against a multitude of enemies. They subdued them, not because of their number, not because of their strength, not because of anything, but because these were men that were empowered by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that I know the assignment may be so much, but I want you to know that we need the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, there's a message that the senior pastor shared some years ago about the importance of the Holy Spirit, you know, with missions from the book of John chapter 16, verse 7, when Jesus was saying that, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away.
Wow. Yeah.
Because if I do not go away, the helper will not come.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I go, I will send him to you.
Wow. Yeah.
And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Yes.
I want you to know that the Spirit of God has been given to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And today we just need to be willing vessels that can yield to the Spirit of God.
Yes.
To use us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. When we submit ourselves to the Spirit of God, when we depend upon His enablement, upon His empowerment, no one can measure the extent of how much we can do to the glory of His name.
Wow. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this afternoon, I just wanted to encourage you, brothers and sisters, that you know what? You may be few in number, but I want you to know that when the Spirit of God is upon a man and upon a woman, I can tell you that great things can be done for God.
Yeah.
And know this one thing, that it does not matter the kind of challenges you may see on the external, or the impossibilities that you might see with your physical eye. I want you to know that if as a church united, you go before the Lord and call upon His name, for the purposes of the salvation of this community and even the nation of South Africa, and beyond, I can assure you that it's a matter of time. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time. The Lord is able to do it. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is able to do it. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of disciples like Peter, you know, who was such a fearful man. He would say the wrong things, you know, most of the time. But when the Spirit of God came on the day of Pentecost, you know, when you read John chapter 4, the Bible says that when they were brought before the Sanhedrin, when they saw the courage of Peter, they realized these were ordinary, unschooled men, but they had been with Jesus.
Yes.
They were no longer ordinary people. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of God was working with them.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And we are here today because they received the message. And they did not sit on the message. Hallelujah. I want you to know that they had so many odds against them. Sometimes with the member, I don't have money, I don't have this. That is no excuse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Start where you are. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Start where you are. Whether you are a student, whether you are working in your workplace, start where you are. You can invite someone to church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, one of the things that you don't find so much in these days is personal evangelism.
That's very true.
We want to wait for a crusade.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that we are supposed to be witnesses in our homes, in our workplaces, in our schools, everywhere.
Yes.
This message must be what? Told.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Personal evangelism.
True.
The Spirit of God has been given. Amen.
Wow.
He has been poured out. To strengthen us, to empower us for the assignment.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This was my exhortation to us this afternoon. And I want us just to go before God briefly, even as we stand.